Gord Stellick is co-host of our Leafs Nation pre- and post-game in Sportsnet 590 The Fan and Hockey Nation, which can be heard Saturdays from 5 to 7. You'll hear Leafs Nation pregame tomorrow. I'm sorry, Leafs. You'll hear Hockey Nation tomorrow at 5 p.m. ahead of the Ottawa Senators at the Leafs. And I'm told, by the way, that there's about 1,000 tickets left for that game. This is the worst it's ever been. Am I right, Mr. Stellick?
Yeah, absolutely. It is. And that's not saying, like, with glee that this tops certain times in the 80s, because, they're all sad when you have a season like this and you have some of the other low points in Maple Leaf history. And the key is exactly what you say, how you get back on track and how you go about doing the right thing. But, you rhymed off all those guys. And 84-85, the one difference I talked about was an Iafredi at 18 and a Courtnell at 19 and
yep.
a Lehman and Steve Thomas and, Ken Reggett and Todd Gill and, even Gary Nyland, Bob McGill. Like, it was set up that way. This team was not set up with the young prospects that eventually would become decent NHLers. And, I look at it, I think Morgan Rielly's the only guy, and I agree he's kind of slipped back the last little while, but he's the only guy this year that's shown appreciable improvement.
You think he's improved that much?
I do. I mean, he was sitting in the press box about 15 games last year under Carlisle. I really do. I think the losing streak screws everybody up. I think I'm a big Jake Gardiner fan, but he's had some real horrible stints there where he's appeared clueless, but so was the team. And Nazem Kadri, I think whatever improvement he's had, and I agree it's been a little bit, it's just the basis of getting 1 year older at his age and being an elite player. I don't think he's improved anywhere near what you would have hoped he would have improved.
In conversation with Gord Stellick on the Jeff Blair Show, what do you do about the goaltending?
Stop being afraid about guys going. That's what happened last year about Phaneuf and about Kessel, and make intelligent decisions based upon how it affects the cap and just that there's other options out there. So Bernier, if he doesn't want to sign, you can't do a long term. What the hell? Take him to arbitration. Try the 1 year out, and if he's liked out, well, he's got leverage. And if he goes somewhere else, that's okay because it means you get a great year of goaltending next year when you're trying to rebuild. So that's what I would do. If you can't work something out mid or long term, what the hell?
Gord Stellick is co-host of our Leafs Nation pre- and post-game in Sportsnet 590 The Fan and Hockey Nation, Saturdays from 5 to 7. I guess when you look at this team, Gord, if you're Brendan Shanahan and you're trying to get maximum value for guys you are going to move out of here, how do you try to sell other general managers on the fact that these players aren't as bad as they seem? We don't think they're as bad as they seem. It's just the environment. You know what I mean? Because I don't think anybody's value is necessarily skyrocketed this year. And yet, if you're Brendan Shanahan, you're tasked with the job, or Kyle Dubas or whoever's going to be making the decisions, you're tasked with the responsibility of trying to get value for these guys. How do you go about getting value, for example, for a guy like Tyler Bozak? Do you think people have their minds made up about Tyler Bozak and that they would just look at what's gone on here and said, well, that's just because the whole situation went to hell in a handbasket in a hurry?
The train has more than left the station, so you're screwed. I think if maybe Brendan Shanahan was around more earlier in the year, Jeff, I remember Cliff Fletcher in 1991, his first year. Cliff's a warm and fuzzy guy. He wasn't that first year. He was not happy with the Toronto Maple Leaf team that got killed by the Pittsburgh Penguins on Boxing Day and, things like that. Once he went in after the game and called the guys all out to their stalls somewhere in the shower and then opened the door to the media, said, "You guys got to answer for this." He was not a happy guy about the way things were going. He really took time to identify that team and get to know that team and make some trades afterwards. And I'm saying, how can you not have a sense that something's amiss and have moved one of these guys when you had some strength back in the fall? So the train's left the station, but you could have probably got something decent for one of them. You got to say, I think it's Dion Phaneuf for humanitarian reasons, and I'm really actually big on the way he's played of late, but you're going to get him for, you'd have to move him for less than market value. And Bozak, forget it. Game's over. He's been, he's Phil Kessel's playmate and all that stuff, and it's not happening as a number one center. His contract's not horrible. You're not going to get a heck of a lot for him. So the other guys, JVR to me, Kessel, you got to keep Loophole. I don't know what you do with Loophole, but you know, I don't quite get why he's missing in action, and you got to keep it. You got to hope Leo Komarov is the Leo of, you know, early last year. So you're going to be keeping, like, people seem to think 20 pieces are going to be gone. That's not the other thing. But, you know, can I point one thing out as well?
Sure.
I hope Brendan Shanahan and I'll go back to Salutegate, okay? And I'll talk about last night that can we get some people that the fans like? Can we get, you know, Wendell Clark when you're losing or Boye Sawming? Last night there were two great moments. The ovation for Sam Carrick, which was great, you know, which should be, first goal. And you know something? Roberto Luongo, this is a guy that the fans started chanting Lou, and it wasn't to dump on the Leafs. He's a guy that has embraced social media in a great way and has just said to fans, you know what, I like talking to you. I'll tweet you. I'll let you on the inside. And, you know, and it was kind of neat to see, you know what, this guy's getting appreciated because he's just been a good guy, you know. And can some people be encouraged maybe to do that a little bit? It doesn't involve a hell of a lot of effort. And why wouldn't you do it? Look at PK Subban in Montreal. Look at Luongo. I mean, can we get a few guys with that mentality here?
Well, and I made that point early in the year that this, in addition to being a bad team, it's an unlikable team. And it doesn't mean they're all bad people, but it does mean that by and large, most of them are unlikable. They're, I don't know if you would call them aloof, but even when they were winning, I mean, you know, it's not a team you get all warm and fuzzy about. You know, certainly compared to the Raptors, who are going through a lull right now. But I mean, the Raptors look like teddy bears compared to the Leafs.
Well, yeah, totally. I just, you know, and I, you know, I don't know what's true or not. Hey, Brendan Shanahan had the right to make what decisions he did. You know, he made. But you know, part of it is they fired the entire public relations staff. I like the new guys. I think Steve Keogh is a great guy.
Mm-hmm.
Ian Mahar, I do. I got no problem. But you know, was it, as some people say, that Phil Kessel or some of the guys said that they didn't protect them enough? You know, and so that's the mantra, that they're rock stars and they need to be protected. And if you're, you know, if that's your job, then you're to be obstructive, and that's the way it goes. Because it's kind of been that environment, you know, it really has. And I'm thinking, like, man, you guys should be enjoying this. You
well,
I know it's a pain in the ass, but this should be the greatest time of your life to do it properly.
No, absolutely. I mean, it's you know, it can't be all candy and nuts if you're playing for a team as bad as the Leafs are right now. But you know what? There are worse jobs in the world. And I think part of the reason we're starting to see a decline in attendance, or at least we're starting to see tickets available, is, you know, I was talking with somebody yesterday about this. Really, why would you go watch this team? Like, is there somebody, you know, do you go and cheer for the goalie? I mean, I don't know. Why would you go watch this team? There's nothing, there's literally nothing to like about it. And I mean, I hate being one of those guys hammering in that and hammering that, but the fact of the matter is, there's nothing to like here. I don't look at anybody in this team and go, God, man, I'd love to see him have a lot of success. I don't have that feeling about anybody.
I liked it. You know, I interviewed Sam Carrick, first intermission. I like to think that spurred him on to his first goal, but probably not. But anyway, I liked hearing him growing up. He's a Leaf fan.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, who'd you like? Darcy Tucker. That, bingo. Let's get some color.
Yeah.
Let's get some character. Let's say, you know, like I'm looking, Dion Phaneuf. Okay, Phil Kessel went to his aid verbally, which is fine. Can anyone go to his aid on the ice?
Like, yeah.
I mean, somebody hits a Florida player and Sean Thornton's all over them. And Phil Kessel, to me, has been laying out some hits, and then he's had to account for it. And everyone's making him a target because they know no one's going to come to his aid on this team that supposedly loves each other so much.
Yeah. Now there's.
Like you agree?
Totally. I think when we sit down at the end of the year, Gordon, we start listing off moments. I still think that Eric Staal shot, you know, at Dion Phaneuf and that empty net goal and no reaction from anybody, that spoke volumes to me. That absolutely spoke volumes to me. And I'm not saying you need to have a bench-clearing brawl, but there have been opportunities since then for the Leafs to try to exact some revenge, and nobody's really done it. And that says a lot to me. You're the captain of the Toronto Maple Leafs, and some guy basically has just flipped you off publicly in front of everybody else, and nobody in your team gives a damn.
Absolutely. And I, you know, as much as Kessel had the tirade, I think more against the media than the fans, and that's fine. He's entitled to that.
Yeah, that's
opinion.
Fair. I don't hold that against Phil Kessel. You can go off in the media any day.
I'm just saying, what of us, a fan, should go in the dressing room on behalf of Dion Phaneuf and say, you know, the same crap that you said Dion maybe justifiably is getting? He's getting it from you guys.
Yep.
Holy mackerel, I'm watching games. And the other 19 of you got to be ashamed that, you know, just wow. I'm really amazed. That's exactly it. I mean, I know it's not 1993, so I know it's not game one against L.A. when McSorley tags Gilmore. You get the immediate reaction from Wendell Clark. I know it's a different climate, but everyone can't be afraid about being hurt, right?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I'm playing out the string. I want to go fishing. I want to go whatever. Why am I don't get involved physically. You know, why would I bother? You got it. Come on, guys. You got it on those cases.
I should mention, by the way, that the Leafs have recalled T.J. Brennan on an emergency basis, which the whole freaking year is an emergency basis, and reassigned Andrew McWilliam and Greg McCaig to the Toronto Marlies. So there you go.
I thought McWilliam should have fought last night. See?
Yeah.
I think Komarov was sticking up for him a bit, which is okay. But I thought, here's the guy that I think he's played well.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a little edge and feistiness. And, you know, to me, that was a chance. But you know what? The culture's not there about that.
No.
The culture's not there.
Gord, good stuff as always. I'm going to let you run.
Well, let me run, and I'll tell you the same thing about the players. There's a lot of people ask, how do Ozzie and I do it? And I'll tell you just what you said. There's a lot worse jobs. Hey, we're covering the Toronto Maple Leafs. We're on Sports Talk Radio. It's a terrible season, but who wouldn't want our job? So
yeah, no,
we remain thrilled all the time.
Yeah, no, I mean, believe me, it's not, we have fun with it, but it's certainly not the worst, job in the world. It would be nice if you had a win to talk about, or at least leading in a period to talk about. You know, that would be great.
Everyone's hoping for the lottery win. So after that, we'll have to go back to the drawing board. Somebody's going to win big. Whoever wins the lottery that day can get 19 rec players to be on their team. Nobody else would care. So we'll see what gives.